here on a Thursday morning. Jenny Vaughn, are you possibly there this morning?
I am here. I am possible, and I'm here. I'm here.
Outstanding. That that makes me happy.
Good.
Well, I'm going to go to the bar. You and Keith can handle this. I'll be back.
Turn the music
a little bit.
On. Music always makes you happy. Come on.
I'm going to turn it up loudly. How are you? Everything's good?
Very good. Just no complaints in the world. It's great. How about you guys?
Very busy, as always, at Ivy Tech, mm-hmm. as we know. And Keith, you got plenty of stuff happening out
All
there.
All kinds of things happening at Ivy Tech. And Jenny, the top one is you got a whole bunch of new faculty members out there, and you've been saying nice things about each one each week you're here. So tell us who you're saluting today.
Well, thanks, Keith. Yes, I've been trying to let everybody know who our new faculty members are that started with us this fall. In fact, yesterday was our Board of Trustees meeting, Regional Board of Trustees meeting, and that's where I bring everybody who was hired for the fall in to meet them, and so they got to do that. It was great. It took about 20 minutes to introduce everybody. It was pretty wild. But today I'd like to highlight our new nursing faculty member, Teresa Price. And Teresa actually has taught for us as an adjunct while she worked full-time as a nurse, and Teresa has a BSN and an MSN, that's a Master of Science in Nursing from Indiana State, and years and years and years of experience as a nurse in a hospital. So we're thrilled to have her join our team, and just excited to have all these great new faculty. So thanks for letting me introduce Teresa.
Jenny, as I go down the list of things that are going on at Ivy Tech, I am absolutely amazed that almost every time you're on this radio program, you're talking about some new program or degree or certificate mm-hmm. or something. And you got two more to announce.
Yes, and I might have talked a little bit about the associate degree and technical certificate in optometric technology that we were working on trying to get. And it does take quite a while to get a new degree program at an Ivy Tech campus. And so we did finally get approval from the Commission for Higher Ed. So it's gone through all of the hoops, all of the trustee approvals, college approvals, and all of that. And now Commission for Higher Ed has accepted our degree in optometric technology. So basically that's a person who can make glasses and can dispense glasses to an individual. So I'm really super excited. We're the only ones across the state that offer this program at any college or university.
It's amazing.
And we will start this program in January. January 17th is the start of our spring semester. That's our goal. And so we will be moving to try to fill that class. We can accept about 20 to 25 students for the program. And then I want to talk, too, about therapeutic massage. It's a certificate. So that's a 15-credit-hour certificate a person can get and then go right into working as a therapeutic massage technician. And that's actually a program that's offered across the state. And so we decided to bring it here because there's quite a need for certified therapeutic massage technicians. And, I want to give kudos to the entire School of Health Sciences for coming to us and me in particular and saying, hey, we really want to do this. And for the dean of the school, Dr. Larry Swofford, for taking on the role of making that happen. So great team effort, and we're excited about these new programs.
Mike and I are interested in knowing whether or not you need any people to experiment massage on.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be, that actually is true. We're going to need people because that's exactly what the students will need. They need that training, and I dare say the hands-on training.
Oh,
sorry,
pun.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a nice job.
You need people with hands-on training.
Okay, so where's that music? That music. This would be a good time for the music to go on.
You didn't think I'd come back, did you?
Uh-huh.
I know, right?
Two drinks and he's back.
Massage your message.
Oh, wow.
Right. Ooh.
You have another interesting program. I've never heard of this one before, and that's you're partnering with the March of Dimes.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. This is the first time that we've partnered with the March of Dimes. They're going to be, on our campus on Saturday, this Saturday, from 11 to 3:30. And what they're going to do is they're going to offer 45-minute safe sleep courses. And these are ways that parents, new parents, brand new parents of newborns and even a little bit older children to learn how to really reduce the sudden infant death syndrome. So it's a safe sleep class. So from 11 to 3:30. They'll hold 45 minutes each of these courses. And then once the parents go through this course, they're going to receive a pack and play. And those are those, I mean, we had one for our son, Keegan. They're fantastic. They retail at about $125, and it's a portable bed, basically. So you go somewhere and you want to pop it up at grandparents' house, the baby can sleep in the pack and play. Or they, maybe it's a way for them when they're, at a friend's house or something like that. You can let the children just be safe and play in the pack and play. But the classes are fantastic. They're free. We want you to come out to our campus. March of Dimes will be there. Classes start at 11:30, 12:45, and 2:30. So if you just give us a call on campus, we'll kind of help you know exactly where that's going to take place and all that good stuff. It was great. Great partnership.
Now, do you have room when you talk about all these projects and all this new things going on? Do you have extra space in your brand new place to put all this stuff and the equipment and all that goes with that?
And we do, actually. We've kind of, we built the expansion and the entire campus is for us to expand. Right now we have over 6,000 students enrolled this fall, and that whole building, we can grow to 9,000. Students. So we have room. It takes a little while to identify what's the best room. And so we did have some room to be able to do that. And we're really excited about bringing those new programs in.
Awesome. That's what it's there for. And you've got plenty of room to park everybody and plenty of room to get them in there and get them educated. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. And, Keith, what else do we have?
Well, Jenny, the football team hasn't started its season yet. Still undefeated.
Not yet.
But the soccer team has won a game.
Yes, we're really super, super excited. It's our recreational soccer team has had our first indoor soccer game on Monday, and we won that game. And we play on Monday nights at Twin Lakes Recreational Center, and we'll play through October. So really excited about our student life team, the team there that gathers everybody together and organizes things like soccer. And actually, our student life group had a in the comments yesterday were games.
I saw that.
It was so much fun.
What was it? I missed it. Games.
Inflatables.
Board games. Cornhole. We had, they had video games, and they had them on the big TVs. And I walked right through, and it was so much fun and so exciting. And it was just jam-packed. It was great.
Very nice.
My staff just really put together great things for us.
Has the soccer team sent a note to Coach Yeagley and asking him for a game?
Not yet, but
we'll
I know
wait
of.
Till
I think
spring.
They might have sent an email. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
okay.
See.
Wait till spring.
Also, you're having a, you call it a cruise-in?
Yes, sure. Definitely. That is our, I'm trying to find it on my notes here. We're having, our very first cruise-in. It's a car and bike show to benefit our Ivy Tech Foundation. We have that emergency student fund. And so we put money in that fund. When people want to wear jeans that cost $5, they get a sticker, you put money in that. But we're having our first car show and bike show, and it's all the money that is donated at that event will go towards our emergency student assistance fund so that you can come into this event for free. But we do ask for some donations for this event. And this event will actually be held on Saturday, October 8th, so in a week from this Saturday.
Well, you better remind us next week.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will. It's going to be great. Students have a lot of unforeseen emergencies, and that's a way that we can help them, take care of those things and continue in classes and stay enrolled and complete their goals. So.
Keith said he would volunteer to hold up the tarp if we had weather issues.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah, by the way, you had a pun, so I'll have one, too. You're having a spell of good things going on there.
Oh, my, that's terrible.
Spell of good things. Oh, my gosh. We are hosting the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools with their annual Great Grown-Up Spelling Bee, and it's this afternoon. It actually begins at 5 o'clock this afternoon on our campus at Ivy Tech in Shreve Hall, and so this is always it's an annual event for them. It's a fundraiser for them, and we're really excited to be able to host it. So it does begin at 5. We've got lots of teams. I hear that there's as many teams as they've had in the past.
You've got an Ivy Tech team.
Yep, it's called the Ivy Tech Queen Bees, so we're excited about that. we're just so excited. We're excited to always participate in that event. And cheerleaders, too. So I think we have three spellers and then 10 cheerleaders. So we're excited.
Outstanding. And we need a full recap of all this tomorrow. We want to know what place you finished in and how that worked out. Great job, as always. If people need more information, what's the easiest way to get that information?
Easiest way is to either call us at 332-1559 or just come on out to campus, and lots of friendly people out there that can help you out.
Great job, as always, Jenny. We appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend. Next time we talk to you, it will be October.
Ooh, unbelievable.
Boo.
Yeah, Halloween.
Thanks again for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.